We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top, Maishna. So we learned that in this Braisa, that we go everything with Tu B'Shvat, and it says that you also go Bas Lakita, going with Ramadan Yom, it goes Bas Lakita. It says in the Braisa that if it was the third year going into the fourth year, the third year of the cycle in the sixth year before Shemitah, if it's going from the third year to the fourth year, we know the third year is Maisa Ani, and the fourth year is Maisa Sheni. So it says, we're going from the third year to the fourth year, so stuff that are picked before Tu B'Shvat, I'll have Maisa Ani. The Esrogim that were picked after Tu B'Shvat will be Maisa Sheni, like the fourth year. And the question is that in other Mishnayos, we say the second and the third. Why here we pick the third and the fourth? Maishna Hosam, the Ketanim Hoysa Shnir, and the Chesel Shlishes. Why in other places it says when you go from the second to the third year is Maisa Sheni, third year is Maisa Ani. Here we pick third to fourth. Maishna Hosam, the Ketanim Hoysa Shlishes, and the Chesel Revias. So Gemara answers, Milsa Agavorcha Kamash Malon, the Esrig Kasha Le Yoda. Teaching us something about agriculture, the Esrig, when people play around with the tree and even touch the tree, it's such a weak tree that it won't grow as much. Since on Shvias, everyone's touching the tree because it's Hefker. So what happens is, it takes extra years to grow. Like Tom Priat Leshnin, it doesn't grow Paris, Esrogim, until the third year. And therefore, the first year it's Negeya, the Trumas and Maitris is the third year going into the fourth year because it takes so long for it to grow. Since on Shvias, it's Hefker and everyone's touching the tree. And therefore, it we give a case, a third to fourth year, teaches us Agav Orche Kamash Vlon, that be careful with a tree. With an ester tree, when you're cultivating an ester tree, make sure not to touch it too much, because you see what happens when you touch it too much, it won't have pears. It'll take a few years to grow pears. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So we learned, just to recap what we learned over the past few blat, there are basically three different zmanim for different type of fruits and vegetables and grain to take off Trumas and Maisras. The things that are derisa go after Shlish, then you have trees go after Chanota, and Yerukas go basa lakito, which means when you pick it. That's the halacha. And then there's another nafgamina also that Yerukas, the Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei, and Ilanois, the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat according to Beis Hillel, and Rosh Chodesh Shvat according to Beis Shammai. And there's another shail also. We learned about an Esrig. The question is, when it comes to Trumas and Maaser, is Esrig like an Ilan or Esrig like a Yerukas? There's a tzad, Esrig like a Yerukas. Why? Because Esrig also needs to be watered manually, and therefore maybe it's like a Yerukas. So, according to one man, you do bas lakita, but even that man, agrees that it doesn't go on Aleph Tishrei like a Yerukas. It's only legabe when is Trumas and Maaseres, when is it Kaveya, when is it Nikva, it means it's when it's lakita. But the time of the year, that's the Rosh Hashanah, that everyone agrees when it comes to trees, it's Tu B'Shvat. That's just a recap of the sugi. So, Bayim Menei Rav Yechanan Merevi Yanai, Esrig Rosh Hashanah Shloei Masai. Rav Yechanan asked Rav Yanai, he didn't know what we just spoke out. He asked him, Esrig, what's the Rosh Hashanah? Which means, is it like a Yerek, which is Aleph Tishrei, or is it Tu B'Shvat? Amalei Shvat, it's Shvat. The time is Shvat. Then he asked him, Shvat de Chadoshim or Shvat de Tkufa? The question was, is it regular Shvat of what we call Shvat, the months of the lunar year? Or it goes to Shvat HaTekufa, which has to do with the solar year, which means the month after the start of the winter equinox. The winter equinox is called the Tekufas Tevis, which is the shortest day of the year. And the shortest day of the year until the next equinox, which is the spring equinox, is called the Tekufas Tevis. So 1 month after the start of Tekufas Tevis, that's called the Shvat of Tekufa. So when we say Shvat, do we mean Shvat of the months or Shvat HaTekufa? A Malay answers no, the Chadoshim means exactly what it sounds like. It means Shvat of Chadoshim, what we call Shvat. The Tav Taisa speaks out. This same Shalak we asked on our Mishnah has nothing to do with Esrig. The same Shalak on our Mishnah. When our Mishnah says Shvat, does it mean Shvat to Chadoshim or Shvat to Kufa? Tav Taisa says, Amastisim Nami, the Ktonib Echav Shvat, Kabai, Afagav the Sholu be Esrig. It's the same Shalak on our Mishnah. Is a month, and Shvat Tekufa means that there's something called, there's four Tekufas, four seasons. There's the spring season, the summer season, the winter season, and the fall season and winter season. Every season, the way it works is that the days are even twice a year. The days are exactly even. That's the, that so in the summer, in the spring, that's the beginning of the spring equinox. and the fall, that's the beginning of the fall equinox. Then there's the longest day of the year and the shortest day of the year. The longest day of the year, that's the start of the summer equinox, let's say in the middle of July. And then, and like in this end of December, January is the beginning of the winter equinox, which is when it's the shortest day of the year. So 1 month after the start, that's Shvat. Because Tkuvas Tefes is called Tefes. So it's a few days difference. So you figure it out. A few day difference usually. Yeah, a few day difference usually it is. A few days, a few weeks, it could be at worst. Depends if it's Ibriya or not. But it's basically the same thing. But Shvat, which one you go with? It makes a difference. A few days, which Maisa you'll take. Teres is you go Chadashim. What do you do if it's Ibriya? Which means we have two Adars. So the Gemara's question is, now that we're saying go with the regular lunar months, like our months, is Shvat the month before Adar, or it's the month after Tevis? Because we have two Adars, the Ikar Adar is the second Adar, that's the month before Nisan. So maybe Adar Aleph is instead of Shvat when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah for trees. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah for trees, it has to do with the winter. So the end of the winter is the month before the last Adar. So maybe Adar Rishon is the Shvat. You go after the regular Shvat. You go after the regular Shvat. Now, the Taisa speaks out, I've kind of spoken out before, is that even though the Paris get, the Bishul Paris telling the sun, so maybe we should go after the Tkufa. Why do we go after the lunar months? So Tosis' answer is also has to do with the moon. He brings the pasuk in Parashat Reis HaBracha. It says Mega Tvuah Shemesh, the Shemesh makes the Tvuah ripen, and it says Mega Gerish Yerachim, which means the months also, the moon, the lunar months also. So and he adds on the Gam Yisrael and Mayim Levana. So it's even Mega Tvuah Shemesh, Mega Gerish Yerachim, and we what tips the scales is that we go after the lunar months. Al Kaponim, that's how you know that you go by the regular Chadashim. Talk to Maravaita. Omar Rabba. Esrig bas shishish nichnas to shvius. Peturim and a meiser. Now, this Gemara we'll have to figure out is Rabba going according to Mandi Omar, the Esrig goes with Lakito or Basachanata. So keep in mind, there's Machloikis Tanoim, if you go Bas Lakito or Basachanata when it comes to an Esrig tree. And we said that by shvius, it seems like everyone agrees you go by Sechanata. It was only a Shaila Gabi Trumas and Maestris if it's Lakita or not. That's what the Shaila sounded like. So let's keep a Cheshbon. We'll learn this Gemara. Omar Rabba, Esrig Bashishish Nichzor Shvius. You have a Esrig that blossomed in the 6th year and it ripened in the 7th year. You picked it in the 7th year, which is the year of Shemitah. So Rabba says, Petura min a Maeser or Petura min a Beer. It's part of an a Maeser, Petura min a Beer. So it would sound like you go basar chanata, basar blossoming, and since it's the 6th year blossoming, so it's part of a beer, there's no din shvius. But for some reason it says ptur v'ra maiser, which sounds like it is shvius. We have to see what that means. Then it says, uba shvius, nechus shminis, ptur v'ra maiser, it's part of a maiser, because it has a din shvius. V'chayev is a beer, and it's chayev beer, so it's a regular din shvius. So omalei abaya. So abaya is like this. You know, maybe you're mesupik if you go bas lakita or bas chanata. Maybe you're not sure, Rabbi, you're not sure if you go with lakita by shvius or with chanata, with blaspheming by shvius. But this bishlam is safe for luchumra. The sefer, I understand, it being machmir. What does it say in the sefer? It says in the sefer that you're chayiv in beer and you're ptur for meiser. So why is that luchumra? Because you're being machmir, that's called shvius. So that's why you're chayiv in beer. That's behind the sefer. I can tell me, is that a chumra to be potter min a meiser? So Tais really asked the kasha. Tais says, Tema, my chumra, re kula hu len ye meiser. So Tais says, because we're going to chumra, we're giving a din shvius. Once you give it a din shvius, it's automatically a hefker. Because we're giving a din shvius, it's automatic hefker. If it's automatically a hefker, the halacha is, the pasuk says, that something gets hefker, there's no meiser on that. So it's shvius, it's shmita, so it's hefker. So that's calling the chumra because chayiv chacham lahafker, the chumra mechayiv to mafker. So this one is safe. We understand the chumra. The reisha it says a kula here, pturim and a beer. Amai, why do you do that? Why do you say it's part of a beer? It must be. You know for a fact you're not masupik. You know you go basa chanata. The brinzil basa chanata. You're going basa blaspheming. Yeah, okay. The chayiv a meisa. It should be chayiv a meisa. So it's a bishlam safe, we understand. Even if the chumra is good. But the ratio is clearly going lakula basachanata. So why are you part of a meiser? A Malay, yadakom mimash vishimba, vatamar is chayiv a meiser. Rabbi says a chiddush. Rabbi says, la meiser, everyone's coming into these fields and eating everything they want. So It's not, Esrog is not being watched at all. And therefore, everyone touches it, and it becomes Hefka automatically. And Hefka is part of the Maisa. Basically, Rabbi is saying is, even though you're not Mechuyot in Mafkirit, but practically speaking, it is Hefka. You know, because it's not Chayim and Shviyah, so you don't have to Mafkirit, but practically speaking, it's Hefka, because you can't put a fence around the field. Since you can't put a fence around the field, so therefore, you're part of the Maisa, because practically speaking, it's Hefka.
That's...
What?
Why doesn't every fruit tree have
this? In every fruit tree, that would be like this. It'll happen like that. Usually, the fruit trees don't carry the peri so long. Usually, anything that's blossoms in the winter usually gets picked already in the summer. Usually not a gay, but Esrogim keep the peris for 2-3 years. So, or because even 1 year, it's a long time. Adar Mishana Shana says about Esrog. Esrog trees, the peris stay longer, and therefore it's possible it'll be in Shvius, and the other trees in the same orchard are all Hefker, so people are going to take from it, and therefore it becomes Hefker. But Rav Nuna argues this. Rav Nuna Amar, Bashishis, Nechzer Shvius, La'olam Shishis. It's a din of 60, which means it's potter, bebir, and chayiv, and meiser. Or bashvias, and chashminas, oyom shvias. And the one that blossoms in shmita year and it gets picked in the 8th year is a pashto shmita, and it's potter, meiser, and chayiv, and beer. So Rav Nuna says it's very simple. Go basachanata, legamri, and you don't have this new thing that Rabbi says, yadakom mashmashimbai. Meisve, meiser, kashma, braisa. Meisve. Shimma Yehuda, ima, mishum Rav Shimon. Esrig bashishis, shnichas, shvias. You have an Esrig that was blasted in the 6th year. They got picked in the 7th year. Peturim in a Meiser or Peturim in a Beer. It's Patim in a Meiser, Patim in a Beer. And the Brisa explains why it's Patim in a Meiser. Patim in a Beer, we understand. But Patim in a Meiser, why? The only time somebody's Chayiv in a Meiser, it grew Bechiv and it got picked Bechiv, so then it is Chayiv in a Meiser. If not, it's Patim in a Meiser. What about the next case? What about something that was in Shvius or Bas Shvius in Nechnas Hashminas? Something that was blasted in the 7th year, picked in the 8th year. Peturim in a Meiser, Peturim in a Beer. A Gana Kula. Part of a Meiser, because it's Shvius, Peturim in a Beer. It's also part of a Beer. Why? She'en Chodava She'chayiv Be'Beer Elm Ken Godol B'Shvius Nilk B'Shvius. And Rashi brings down from a Pasuk to bring the right to the Shita that beer is only chayiv. It says in Pasuk, v'lehemtecha v'lechayi asher v'aratzecha, that's where you learn beer. So it has to be dafka b'shminis, where there's a heter, v'lehemtecha v'lechayi asher v'aratzecha, it has to be in shvius alone. But once it goes into shminis, there's no dim beer. So this brisa says it's always potter, unless it grows b'chayiv and it's nilkat b'chayiv. So the resha part is good because it's potter in a beer because it was chonat in the 6th year. And in Meiser, it's like Rabbah holds Yadav Kol Mashvay. And the Sefer is saying it's Potem and a Meiser because it's Shvius. And it's Potem a Beer for a Pasuk Vahem Tech Chai Hashem Ha'atzecha. But the problem is, it's a Kasha on the Ma'adi Yomim. Reisha Kasha Rav Nuna. The Reisha is good Lefi Rabbah, but it's Kasha Rav Nuna. And Sefer's Kasha Ben Rav Nuna both said Yichai Vibir. They both said Yichai Vibir. So this price is a Kasha on Rabbah Rav Nuna. So Gemara's an answer that is Tanoihi, that we found a Tana that holds clearly that the Esrog tree that grows from the 7th to the 8th is Chayiv in Shvius. Tanoi, Tanya, Unter, Braisa, Om Rav Yesi, Avatomus, Hayid, Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, Esrog, Achalich, Yitosa, Lemaisa. The Avatomus said that Esrog goes Basel Akita for Maisa. Where Rabbi Seinu, they're not Shvius, that's Maisa. It means which year is the Maisa year, Maisa Oni, Maisa Sheni, or which year is Chodosh al Yashon? But Rabbi Seir Nimnu Buushava Amru Achal Kitasa Ibein LeMaisa Ben Shvius. We go after Lakita Seifa Maisa Seifa Shvius. So we have to explain this price because Shvius Man the Karshamei. Who asked you to talk about Shvius? The Davar Thomas didn't say anything about Shvius. So Gemara says Chesuri Mechzura. Something missing here. Baruch Ketani Esrig Achal Kitasa LeMaisa Achratol Shvius. The Rabbi Thomas says Lakita is the Gavi Maisa, but the Gavi Shvius Shmita we go as a blasphemy Chanata. But Rabbi Seir Nimnu Buusha, Achal Lekitas Bein LeMaiser Bein LeShvius. He goes both goes with Lekita Bein LeMaiser Bein LeShvius. So what do we find over here? We found over here a Shita of a Thomas says Klar like Rabba and Rabba Amnuna that you go Basa Chanota B'Shvius, and then we have a Chaykes Rabba and Amnuna. If you Yada Kol Mashvushim Boy, but we found here a Tana of a Thomas who holds you go Basa Chanota B'Shvius and everything's good. Tosis already asks. In the end of the Rimaskal Yad, he says, "V'chinam aysi l'kamon da'avatomus." Because it's a Mishnah, whoever learned yesterday's blad, Daf Yudalan on Beis, knows that it's a Mefurish Mishnah in Masechtas Bikurim that says that Esrik Shavu Ilam Gimel Drachim, and what are they? Arla, Ravai, and Shvius. So we have a Tana right there holds that Shvius goes Vasachanata. You don't have to call Rom to Avatom, that's how it's asked. V'chinam Isaac Avatom, the Hanim is in the Bikurim, the Esrik Shavu Ilam Gimel Drachim, the Yark Darachacha. So, but Al-Kapanim, Al-Gemar at least wanted to find a nice name, a nice Tana for this, it's Avatomus. And Al-Kapanim, that's how we're answering Rabbi Avnuna. They're going in Avatomus Shita, and then they have a Machlaikis. If something, practically speaking, people are touching it, is it Hefker or not?